Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you, I praise you, I thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made. I thank you for this day of salvation, this day of deliverance, this day of healing. I thank you that you are everything to us, Father, and I'm so grateful that you're my God and my Lord. Now, as the word goes out today, Lord, I ask you to bless it. I ask you to give people revelation and wisdom from your word that they may learn how to walk in great love and not in fear. Lord, I thank you that you delivered us from the spirit of fear, and you've given us the spirit of love, joy, and peace. Now, we worship you and praise you as the word goes out in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now then, yesterday we talked about putting on the full armor of God. Today, to be able to stay free from all these evil spirits, one of the things you need to definitely learn how to do, as we closed yesterday, we said to get into praying in the Spirit. Well, you definitely need to pray, because that is your communication lines to the Father in heaven through the name of Jesus. Now, there's only one way you can come to the Heavenly Father, and that's through the name of Jesus Christ. So don't try to take somebody else's name. Don't use your name or anybody else's name. There's only one name, only one, that you can get to the Father in heaven with, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. So don't try to get there by anybody else's name. It will not get you there. So, in fact, if you try to go there through any other name, the devil will have right to answer your prayer the way he wants to. And you don't really want him to be able to do that to you. So start learning how to pray in the name of Jesus, and also learn how to fast. Now, you can go to Isaiah 58, chapter 58 of Isaiah. It's one of the best chapters in the Word of God about fasting. Now, in Matthew chapter 17, the Lord tells us in the New Testament, even with the power he give us through deliverance, there is some demons we have trouble casting out. And the reason we have trouble casting them out is because we have not prayed and fasted enough. So the disciples, after they had been commissioned by the Lord himself to cast out demons, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead, they had been doing that, and then they run upon a demon that intimidated them, and they could not cast him out. After the Lord cast him out, they said, Lord, why could we not cast him out? And the Lord clearly said, because of your unbelief. And he said, this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. Now, that could mean the unbelief or the demon, or both. But the thing about it is, anyway, whichever one he's talking about there, make sure that you pray and fast often. If you're not living a fasted life, then you need to start. And if you're not fasting once in a while, if you want to have power with God, you need to do that. Study the Word. Go on a fast. Pray. Praise and worship the King. And if you'll read Isaiah 58, it's got some very good information about prayer and fasting and what it will do. But all through the New Testament, there's many things about fasting and praying also. And then another thing you need to do to stay free from the forces of darkness is meditate on the Word day and night. Every time, you know, I start to say every time you have a chance. No, that the devil will see to it that you don't have a chance to meditate on the Word. You have to make time to meditate on the Word. But if you'll make time to meditate on God's Word, he will give you great and mighty and wonderful revelation from his Word. Now then, one of the things you must do is you must forgive everyone that has any kind of any unforgiveness you have toward anyone for anything. It does not make any difference what they've done to you. You must walk holy and in forgiveness before God. You must renounce all covetousness, you know, and you must be content with such things as you have. The Lord tells you to do that. So don't get into covetousness if you want to stay free from all these demons. And you must recognize that fear is a master force under the law of sin and death. Because when you begin to understand the spirit world, you will begin to understand that fear is absolutely a personality. and it is a master force under the law of sin and death. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 2 talks about the law of sin and death. And it's unfortunate that too many people walk there. But you want to be free and live under the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is also talked about there in Romans 8. And you must recognize that faith is a master force that operates under the spirit of life in Christ. Now then, also, since it is a master force of faith, faith works only by love. Now then, the enemy knows that too. And of course, that's written clearly for you in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. If you don't walk in love, your faith will not work. Now, you can say anything you want to say. You can do anything you want to do. But if you're not walking in love toward all people, your faith will not work. So make sure that you're rid of all those things and all of your sins have been confessed and you're walking in love toward God, toward your neighbor, and toward yourself. You must do that if you want to see your faith work really well so that you can help others. Now then, if you will do what the Lord says, you will be able to pray for people. You will be able to see the Lord do great and mighty works in your life and in the life of others. All you will have to do is just pray in faith. Walk in love, then you can pray in faith. Now then, talking about love, in 1 John 4, the Word of God says there is no fear in love. In other words, if it says that perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Now then, if you walk in love, total love, you will not have to worry or even be concerned about living in the realm of fear. Walk in love, because perfect love casts out fear. And see, there's another one of those cases where you have to cast out demons. When the Lord says, "And these signs shall follow those that believe," in Mark 16:17, he said, "And we shall cast out devils or demons." Now, how do we do that? One of the ways you cast out demons is get people to walk in obedience to God's Word. When they walk in obedience to God's Word, you get them set free from the forces of darkness. Now, Satan and his host of demons cannot stay when you're walking in love. If you're walking in love and praising and worshiping the Lord, that will drive away the forces of darkness. They will not be able to stay. Now then, so many people are like I used to be years ago. I mean, I listened to country and Western music, and you know, some of them old "Somebody Done Somebody Wrong" songs. I listened to those things, and I'd come home and watch the news, or I'd watch some kind of program on TV. I didn't really watch any real, what I consider bad stuff even today. But it certainly wasn't anything that trained me about God's Word. It was just idle things. It was meaningless. It had no power or nothing. But that's what the enemy wants me to do, is to waste my life. But in Philippians chapter 4, the Lord tells us something to do here in Philippians 4, starting with verse 6. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report, and if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Now, if you really want to walk in faith, and you want to see the Lord do some wonderful things, you begin to do what Philippians 4 tells you to do in verses 6 and 8, and walk in total love meditating on all these good things the Lord told you to meditate on. And then, if you'll start doing that, then he made you some promises many places in the Word of God. He says, call on the name of the Lord. I mean, call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer your prayers and do great and mighty things for you. I mean, it's just amazing what will happen when you start walking in love and meditating on the Word of God. Now remember that if you were to go through any kind of a trauma or an event which caused the original entry point of the fear that came upon your life, you must allow God's healing love to deal with that situation and to heal your memories. If any unforgiveness is needed on your part, you must make sure you have forgiven the person concerned and pray for a blessing for that person. I know that is very difficult to do, but if you want to get set free, if you have fear, if there's any kind of fear in your life, and I know many people today that is bound by fear or anger and rage, you must make sure that you go back and look at that event in your life and any kind of devastating event. I mean, it could have been a young girl raped by a person. It could have been a young man. Somebody attacked him as a young boy and threatened to do physical damage to him. It could have been any number of things that opened the door to these spirits of fear and anger and rage to come into your physical body, because they can't come in without legal right. And so Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. So there's got to be something that give that beast legal right. Well, you need to go back and find out what that was, who that was. You need to forgive that person. You need to ask God to forgive that person. And then you need to pray for a blessing to come upon that person. Now, I realize that will be difficult. But if you will do it, and you'll pray those prayers, and you'll believe in your heart that God will do a great and mighty work for you and for that person, if you'll cry out to God, and if you will, if you'll call, ask God to deliver you, and if you feel anything within you, then cough it up. Command it to come out of you in the name of Jesus, because what it is a demon trying to get out. So stand firm in your belief of God's word. Absolutely kick them devils out, and don't let them things torment you all of your life. So repent, command the Satan and his host of demons of fear to leave you, and then ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit, and walk in obedience to his word, and walk in victory, because you're a child of the King. Praise the Lord. I invite you to call me at 940-242-2106 for video, audio tapes, teaching tapes. Also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school the second and the fourth Saturday of every month. You can find the locations and the times on our website at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We have many people come to these healing schools from all over the country. They learn how to walk in divine health, and we praise the Lord for this. Also, we have a church service at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon in Dallas. So praise the Lord Jesus.